Hello, friends. Welcome to Islington Listens, wisdom from a community of faith that doesn't think the same, vote the same, or love the same, but we are trying our best to follow in the way of Jesus with compassion and hope.
On behalf of Islington United Church, I would like to present Nora Grace Hanley, Abigail Margaret Vanderberg, Akari Kiana Quimno, Emily Sarah Vanderberg, Jalen Watson, J. Oliver Margaret Armstrong, Oliver Denny Posno, Rosalyn Olo-Omachi Ude, Scott Ernest Robertson, and Shemley Paganaban for confirmation today. Each one of these children of God are choosing to confirm their faith this morning, to say yes to God and this place, and to a life of love. I'm honored to have had this opportunity these past several months to walk with them, to explore their faith, and to hear why they're saying yes today. And each of them would like to share a little bit about their journey with you this morning. And so I'm going to invite them to share now.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Akari Kimno. I've been attending this church since I was a baby. My grandparents, Grace and Don Kimno, have been faithful members here for over 30 years. Growing up in this church, I've been involved in many activities and programs, including choir and serving as a LIT during summer music camp. One line from the creed that deeply connects with me is, "In life, in death, in life beyond death, God is with us. We are not alone. Thanks be to God." This reminds me that no matter what happens in life, God is always watching over us. It gives me comfort and hope, especially during difficult times. The Bible verse that speaks to me is Psalm 37, verse 7. "Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret when people succeed in their ways, when they carry out their wicked schemes." This verse teaches me the importance of patience and trusting in God's timing instead of comparing myself to others. I am choosing to become a confirmed member of this church because it is a warm, welcoming, and loving community. Here, everyone is accepted, just as they are. This church actively works to be anti-racist, inclusive, and free of discrimination. Individuality is not only accepted, but encouraged, and that has helped me grow in my faith and as a person. One of the biggest things I'm taking away from this confirmation journey is the relationships I've built. I've gotten to know the other confirmads much better, and throughout my confirmation project, teaching conversational English, I've met many new and wonderful people. I'm especially grateful for the support of my mentor, Elizabeth, and my encourager, Jackie, who have guided me and encouraged me throughout this process. Thank you.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Rosalyn Ude, and today I'd like to share my reflection on my confirmation journey. During my time as a confirmand, I have learned so much about what it means to live as a Christian. Confirmation was not only about attending classes or learning information about Islington United Church, but it was also about learning how to become a better person. I learned the importance of patience, kindness, forgiveness, and understanding others. I also learned that being a Christian means showing God's love through our actions every day. One experience that especially impacted me was my confirmation project. My mentor and I went to Metropolitan United Church in downtown Toronto to help serve meals to people experiencing homelessness. We welcomed them and served them juice, and we also served them hot meals. At first, I thought we were simply helping people by giving them a meal, but I realized it was much deeper than that. As I spoke with them and served them, I began to understand how important it was to treat every person with dignity, compassion, and love. In those moments, I saw God working through simple acts of service. That experience opened my heart and helped me to realize that even small acts of kindness can make a big difference in someone's life. This journey has drawn me closer to God, because it taught me that faith is not only about the words we profess, but it's also in our actions. God calls us to care for one another, especially those who are in need. Through serving others, I felt God showing me a part of my purpose, to love, serve, and encourage people the way Christ loves us. As I continue my journey after confirmation, I hope to keep growing closer to God, continuing helping others, and trust in the purpose He has for my life. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Nora Hanley, and I have been attending IUC for over 10 years. Over that time, I've had the opportunity to be involved in many parts of the church, like children's choir, volunteering in the kitchen, and music camp. Throughout all of those experiences, I have found that there's always a way to feel connected to God, even if it's not through a traditional service. Whether it's serving, helping others, or simply being a part of the community, I've learned that faith can be lived out in many ways. One line from the creed that connects to me is, "We trust in God." This is my favorite because it reminds me, even when we have things don't go our way that we planned, God always has a plan for me, and I can trust that things will work out the way they're meant to. My favorite verse and something that reflects this idea for me is Jeremiah 29, verse 11. "For I know the plans I have for you, plans to give you hope for and a future." This verse reassures me that even when I don't understand the path I'm on, God does and is guiding me forward to something good. Something that has stayed with me since confirmation journey is learning different ways to read and understand the Bible. That experience has helped me build a deeper and more personal connection with God, and is something that I know I'll continue to carry with me. I'm choosing IUC because I truly value the sense of community here. There's always a place for everyone, no matter your interests. There's a team that you can be a part of, whether it's helping in hospitality, baking cookies, or joining the Truth and Reconciliation Committee. There's always a way to get involved and feel like you belong. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Emily Vanderberg. You may have seen me wandering the halls of this church with Nora, or helping out in the kitchen over the past 9 years that I've been attending this church. I'd like to thank Cindy, my mentor, Karen, my encourager, and Brianna for making this possible. One of the things that I think has kept me glued to this church over the past 9 years is my friendship with Nora Hanley, though a lot of you may know her as the minister's daughter. We first met at school in SK. At the time, we went to Wedgwood Junior School. Then, when my family was looking around for the right church community to join, they stumbled upon Islington and decided to attend on the Christmas Eve service. When I was there, I saw Nora, and in my mind, it was crazy that my best friend from school became my best friend from church as well. After the service, like a dramatic movie scene, we ran to each other and have been attached by the hip since. Also, I think one of the reasons why I love Islington so much. The friendship and community here cannot be beat. The amazing thing about Islington is that there are so many events and things to do. Whether it's the Giving Garden or Bible study, there are so many opportunities to meet new people. I think that the sense of friendship and community is one of the reasons my favorite Bible verse speaks to me so much. Psalms 139, verses 13 to 14, talks about how we are all created in God's image, and it shows us that He made every person with a purpose as He knit us together and formed our inward parts. I also think it connects to the part of the new creed which states we are not alone. This is because this community has helped me, as well as every new person who walks through those sanctuary doors, feel supported, welcomed, and accepted for who they are, so that they may grow in the image of God and who He has made us to be. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Abigail, but most of you know me as Abby. You may have seen me wandering the halls or helping out in the kitchen. I was 7 years old when I first came to Islington for a Christmas Eve service, and Emily, my little sister, found her best friend Nora here, which was obviously a big bonus. However, shortly after that Christmas Eve service, my family and I truly got to experience all the joy and incredible gifts that this community has to share. So we stayed. As you may have heard, I love to bake a lot. So whenever I get the opportunity to do so, I'll take it. When I learned that I could take one of my favorite things and help the community I loved, I was hitched. I joined the confirmation class this year with the intentions to deepen my relationship with this community, learn about the countless things I didn't know, and to plant deeper roots in my faith. Through this process, I've definitely learned a lot, not only about this faith community, but also about myself. And I thank Brianna, Isla, Wendy, and this community for all the support throughout it. I believe that what will stick with me the most will be the ability to form my own opinions on matters of this faith and this church, and to intentionally connect with things I read and the people I meet. My favorite lines in the New Creed are, "We are not alone, we live in God's world." When I read this, I find it comforting. It reminds me of all the amazing things that God has created in this world for us. Everything from the giant glacier mountains to the little dots on a ladybug, he made with intention, meaning that everything we go through is intentional, which leads back to the first line, "We are not alone." This serves as a constant reminder that no matter how crazy this world may be or whatever we may go through, we are truly never alone through it. These words connect to one of my favorite verses from Matthew 6. "Therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble." These words remind me that each day is its own, and to live constantly fearing what's next isn't worth it, because when that day comes, you'll have plenty of time to think. So don't worry about the what's next, but enjoy the now. Thank you.
My name is Oliver Posno. I started coming to Islington United because of my dad's parents, Dennis and Kim, are active members. For my confirmation project, I had an opportunity to visit with a relative who has been suffering from illness. My grandparents and I visited and brought her a TV. She was really happy to talk with a young person and to be able to go outside, since she is in a wheelchair. Something that will stick with me from confirmation is the residence service. The music was so engaging and everyone was dancing and singing. It was very comforting. I think I'd like to come back to residence with my grandparents. God is with us, we are not alone, are words from the Creed that connect with me the most. My favorite verse from the Bible is Matthew chapter 25, verse 35, which is, "I was a stranger and you welcomed me." This Bible verse connects with me because I felt like I was a stranger to this church at first. And because of confirmation, I feel like I was welcomed. Thank you to my mentor and my encourager and everyone at this church.
While many of us have chosen to share with words this morning our journey, Jay Armstrong has chosen to share their story through this piece of artwork, which you can see on the communion table here, as a different way to express the way that this church has found so much meaning for them. And so if you want to know more about their journey and the meaning behind this art piece, you're welcome to talk to Jay after worship this morning in Stewart East Hall, where all the confirmands will be, if you want to know more about that. And I'll let the rest of them share with words.
Good morning. My name is Scott Robertson. As I've reflected on this journey, I've struggled to discern where or when exactly this journey began. It's impossible to pinpoint precisely, other than to say it began at creation, but there are a few things on my heart this morning that I'd like to share. On my heart today is the presence of my Grandma Jean, a devoted United Church woman who encouraged my parents, who are both here today, to have me baptized as an infant at a United Church in London. Fast forward many years and experiences, the things that drew me into Christ's love are numerous and diverse in their sources. Perhaps it was the video game played many years ago in which the church in that game displayed in plain black and white block letters, Jeremiah 29:11. I wondered what this meant and why this passage, out of all the possibilities, why this passage was the one that the authors of this story selected. A quick Bible Gateway search later, and lo and behold, the words of the prophet Jeremiah entered into my heart. "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." I didn't realize when I wrote this earlier in the week that this would be the third reference to that passage this morning. There are countless other examples of this experience, too numerous to get into at this time, but more than eager to discuss where we have a little bit more time. On my heart today is the late American mythologist Joseph Campbell, the author of The Hero with a Thousand Faces, whose 1988 PBS special, The Power of Myth, softened my heart and created a fertile ground to receive and grow in the spirit. On my heart today is the late Alan Watts, the British-American self-described philosophical entertainer and author of the book The Wisdom of Insecurity, A Message for an Age of Anxiety, among others. The irony that that book was published in 1951. His wisdom is easily accessible to this day on YouTube, and I consider this man to be a modern prophet of sorts. On my heart today are the people around me. It's been an honor to be in such close relation, both professionally and spiritually, with the team here at Islington, with Reverend Maya, with Jason Locke, Brianna, Reverend Sheila, Catherine Locke, Rebecca, Hannah, Aaron, and Victoria. I'm grateful to my encourager, Reverend Dennis Posno, and to my mentor, Dr. Jack Grady, whose wisdom is so abundant and freely shared. I'm also grateful to my former colleague and continued friend, James Aitchison. It's been a pleasure to get to know and grow with my fellow young adult confirmands, Jalen, Shemily, and Jay, under Brianna's leadership. And perhaps most importantly, I'm forever grateful to this entire community for receiving my presence over 3 years ago now with warmth, love, and encouragement. It's every single person here today and watching online and from the cloud of witnesses who bring to life the line from the new creed, "We are not alone, we live in God's world." Thank you.
Good morning. For those who don't know me, my name is Shamli Panganiban, and I've been attending Islington United Church with my family for the past couple of years before officially becoming members in April 2024. One line from the new creed that deeply connects with me is, "We are not alone. We live in God's world." To me, this line serves as a reminder that no matter what challenges or uncertainties I face, I am never truly alone. Because of this, it brings me comfort, peace, and reassurance, knowing that God is always present in my life. In addition, it also encourages me to trust more deeply, stay grounded in my faith, and be mindful of how I treat others and the world around me. A key takeaway that has stayed with me from confirmation is learning that not everyone experiences or expresses faith in the same way, and that there is no single right or wrong way to live out your faith. Confirmation was really about reflecting on my beliefs, learning more about my relationship with God, and growing in faith in a way that felt personal and meaningful to me. Throughout our sessions, we each had the opportunity to openly express our own perspectives and experiences, which made the journey even more impactful and meaningful. My favorite song, Oceans by Hillsong United, also connects deeply with my faith journey, as it reflects what it means to trust in God even in moments of uncertainty and to have faith beyond fear and comfort. The lyrics remind me that faith is not always about having all the answers, but about trusting that God is guiding and strengthening me through every season of life. Throughout confirmation, this has resonated with me as I continue to grow in my relationship with God and better understand my own faith. Lastly, what I love most about Islington is how welcoming, supportive, involved, and lively the community is. It's the kind of environment that truly makes a positive and lasting impact on people, and this is why I call Islington United my second home. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Jalen Watson, and I've been a part of the Islington United community for over 10 years. I'm grateful to be standing here today, and I've had a great experience on this faith journey by being confirmed. I would like to say a big thank you to Steve and Esther. You've both been very supportive and great mentors and encouragers for me along this journey. I've learned a lot from you, not only spiritually, but in life, but about life in general as well. I would also like to thank Brianna and the rest of the church community. I felt a tremendous amount of support and love. Thank you.
I'm going to pray a blessing over these confirmands. And as I do that, I invite you just to rub your hands together, everybody else. We talk about the Spirit, but we don't actually encounter her until we have a feeling or an experience of her. And so we are going to pray over these young ones. God, we give thanks for the power to choose, for what will open when we say yes to you, for the ways you have shown up in our lives, and specifically today in the lives of these confirmands. May the church be reminded that their job is to keep the spark alive, to make room for the newness and to honor what's past, We do this in the name of Jesus, who risked for that love to be made known. And so let the power of your Spirit fall on these young ones this day as they continue their journey in faith. 1, 2, 3. And all the people said,
Amen.
Amen.
Thanks for listening, friends. For other ways to connect, go to islingtonunited.org. May God's wisdom and love keep finding you.